With the recent coronation of King Charles III, former Prince Charles, I thought it would be a good time to talk about the legitimacy of the House of Windsor. Some may have wondered why I, being a monarchist and an advocate for the return to Christendom, have been silent on the first coronation of an English monarch in over 60 years. Well, it's because I question the legitimacy of King Charles. Now, I don't say this because I have any ill feelings towards Charles or the royal family. I rather like Charles and always felt that he was treated unfairly in the British press. I'm rather fond of the royal family as well. I felt Queen Elizabeth II was a good queen, as I said when she died, and I like William and Kate. In fact, I like all the royal family except for maybe, well... And were I to ever meet the king or any of the royal family, I would address them with all the honors expected. Nor do I say this because they are Protestant. Many of the pretenders of what I feel is the legitimate line of succession for the UK monarchy were in fact Protestants themselves, although the errors of Protestantism do play a major role in this. And so I do ask the question, is King Charles III a legitimate king? Now, there are about five or six ways that the House of Windsor are said to be illegitimate, and most are dubious and unprovable, except for one. It is very provable. In fact, you may have even learned about it in history class, though it wasn't presented to you in the same way that I'm going to present it to you. It's called the Glorious Revolution. When King Charles II died in 1685 without an heir, his younger brother James became king. He became King James II of England and Ireland and James VII of Scotland. Now, James was married to an Italian princess who was Catholic, and he himself had converted to Catholicism prior to meeting her, but they were childless. However, James had two daughters from a previous marriage who were both Protestant, and this will be very important in just a moment. During his reign, he tried to pass laws of religious liberty and tolerance for Catholics, but Parliament refused, so he ordered them through his executive power. There was strong anti-Catholic sentiment in England and Scotland at the time, and these executive orders caused suspicion among the people that James would try to return the Church of England back to Rome's authority and impose Catholicism. But the realm was content to wait James out since his oldest daughter and heir apparent Mary was a Protestant. However, the queen became pregnant and gave birth to a male. This, of course, meant that Mary was no longer heir apparent and next in line to the monarchy, but the male child was. Fearing the establishment of a dynastic Catholic monarchy, several nobles and members of Parliament invited Mary and her husband William of Orange to invade and take the crown from her father. When William's forces landed, the people of England supported him against James, and most of the royal army and guards defected to William's side. King James II, his wife and newborn son fled in exile to France under the protection and support of his cousin King Louis XIV. Parliament immediately convened, declaring that James had deserted the throne and abdicated the crown, and that the throne was vacant. Parliament then declared William and Mary to be co-monarchs. Parliament declared many limitations on the crown as well. They also declared that henceforth no Roman Catholic was permitted to ascend to the English throne, nor could any English monarch marry a Roman Catholic, placing the crown under Parliament's authority. This is the beginning of the monarchs of England basically having no power and the power residing with Parliament. James tried to retake the crown by force with Irish support, as did his son. However, both attempts failed. The belief that James and his successors are the legitimate monarchs of the United Kingdom is called Jacobitism. Since the 19th century, no Jacobite pretender has claimed the English crown, but rather recognized the legitimacy of the reigning English monarch. Now, a person legitimately holds a crown either through birth or conquest, and while conquest can be claimed here, it looks more like sedition and treason to me. One might say, but the people supported William and not James. And to that I say, so what? That's democracy, not monarchy. That doesn't make William legitimate and James illegitimate. Now let's talk about the divine right of kings. According to this doctrine, a monarch is not accountable to any earthly authority such as Parliament because the right to rule is derived from divine authority. he is not subject to the will of the people or the aristocracy, and that only divine authority can judge a monarch, and that any attempt to depose or dethrone a monarch runs contrary to the will of God and may constitute a sacrilegious act. So if the doctrine of divine right of kings is correct, the fact that Parliament and the people of the UK, even the Jacobite pretenders, do not recognize the Jacobite succession as the legitimate succession is irrelevant. Much like a married couple who divorces, and if they both genuinely want the divorce, it doesn't make them not married according to God. It doesn't matter. It would also mean that every British monarch from William and Mary to Charles III were not legitimate monarchs. George III, Queen Victoria, and yes, even Queen Elizabeth. And I think Catholics should be disposed towards the divine right of kings. During the Hundred Years' War after the Battle of Agincourt, the French king disinherited his oldest son and declared his future grandson, who would be King Henry VI of England, to be the rightful heir of the French throne. However, God raised up Joan of Arc in opposition to this, and through her, the rightful king, the eldest disinherited son, was crowned King of France. The world said one thing, both kingdoms agreed, even the church agreed, but God said no, he is the rightful king. So if the Jacobite position is correct and King Charles is illegitimate, then who is the rightful king of the UK? Franz Duke of Bavaria. Of course, he doesn't want it, as with all the Jacobite pretenders over the last 200 years, but that doesn't mean that that won't change over the coming decades or centuries. The climate might change and the Jacobite pretenders could be installed, and since the majority of the Jacobites have been Catholic, it could be how the Church of England and the UK itself comes back to Catholicism, which will happen. Many of the Catholic prophets have said so. Is King Charles III a legitimate king? I don't know. In my opinion, it's at least questionable. Until my next video, God bless.